White Wave Radio broadcast in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good morning, White Wave Radio listeners. Hello again, this is Reverend Alan Urasaki speaking you to the comfort of my Pearl City home on this hot, muggy Saturday morning. I just want to thank all of you for listening religiously to the White Wave Radio program. Today, I want to share with you my thoughts on this question. What is Jodo Shinshu to you? This was a question that is posed to both Kyoran ministers and lay people for this year's Buddhist Study Center summer session. Originally, they had planned to have a guest speaker from the Kathmandu Honganji in Nepal. However, because of the Nepal earthquake, he was unable to come to the summer session. So Reverend Kuniyuki put together this program next week. So I hope all of you would be able to go and attend. It is from Monday, July 20th to Friday, July 24th. And in the evenings from 6:30 to 9. And it'll be a discussion among ministers and lay to seek and explain Shin Buddhism in relevant and accessible language. So I just want to share with you one of my, really something that has given me a lot of insight in how to answer this question. It comes from an article that was written by the late Dr. Daitetsu Unno, who many consider to be America's foremost Jodo Shinshu teacher. And this, I want to share with you this morning, is an excerpt from a chapter in his book, River of Fire, River of Water. It's a great book. All of you should get it. Keep it on your desk, your bookshelf, your nightstand. It's really a great book. And what help me to find what is Jodo Shinshu. So I would want to share this section with you. And this is called True and Real Life. So Dr. Unno says, in 1975, I taught at the University of Hawaii as a visiting professor of philosophy and religion. And simultaneously, I was appointed as a scholar in residence at the Buddhist Study Center. At this center, I gave weekly lectures on Shin Buddhism to a general audience reflecting the multi-ethnic makeup of the community. Among the regular participants was a Caucasian woman who came to participate from Waihewa, a small town in Oahu, about a 45-minute drive from the center. One day, she asked me to visit her mother in the Waihewa General Hospital. The mother was 86 years old, totally deaf and absolutely refusing to eat. This caused great distress and anguish for the family. They wondered whether I could talk their mother into eating again. On the day I agreed to visit her, I had a heavy schedule, so I had no time to prepare what I might say. I would be meeting a complete stranger who was deaf and never been exposed to Buddhism. I was picked up and taken to the hospital, where I was introduced to the mother. Although gaunt, pale, and looking weak, she struck me as the epitome of stubborn old age. When I held her hands, however, a faint smile crossed her face. Her whispering was barely audible, but I understood that she had been waiting for me. I took the writing pad next to her bed, and with a felt pen, wrote in large, bold letters so the deaf woman could read them easily. And I wrote, "Your body is a container of life. It contains true and real life. Your body and your true and real life are two different things, related but different." I tore off the sheet of paper and handed it to her. Then I immediately began writing on the second sheet of paper. "Your body is old and tired and doesn't want to go on living anymore. But true and real life within you is not. In fact, it wants to live on forever. Tearing this off the sheet and handing it to her, I continued writing on 11 successive pages. You have taken care of your body up to now, but now you must take care of true and real life that flows within you. Something deep within you wants you to awaken to the precious life that moves within you. As you awaken to the true and real life within you, you will feel good and warm and alive. Then everyone, including those who love you, will also awaken to that same true and real life. Although I don't know you at all, in one sense I have always known you, through true and real life that flows within you and me and everyone around us. Because of this shared life, I love you deeply as I love myself. When we appreciate true and real life that flows in the deepest part of ourselves, then we take good care of its container, this body, for without it, we could never have come to realize true and real life. To die or not to die, we don't really have a choice. If we could choose, it would make it things so simple. All we can do is take good care of our body and our life, until the fullness of time and being brings us close our existence on this earth. As the woman read each successive page slowly as I passed it on to her, she became more and more alert, and her eyes focused on each word. In my own life, I often forget about true and real life deep within me. But whenever I do and get lonely, unhappy, frustrated, or angry, something deep within me calls to awaken to the true and real life. This call is a call for me to return to my real home, the home of homes, where all existence really comes alive. I hear the call through the words Namu Amida Butsu. This is known as a name that calls. Namu is me, lost, confused, and wanting to find my real home. Amida is immeasurable life and light, true and real life, which is my home of homes. Butsu is Buddha, awakening to this true and real life. The three are not separate but one, so we say Namu Amida Butsu. In response to the name that calls, I say Namu Amida Butsu. This is my acceptance and affirmation of true and real life. No need to understand, no need to explain anything, no need to convince anyone, just Namu Amida Butsu. Although I myself am incapable of truly loving another person, many people love me, many times in ways unknown to me. Although I fail to appreciate others' concern for me, they truly sustain my life. But when I live Namu Amida Butsu, I am made to appreciate others and want to thank them, all this by the virtue of true and real life. I am then filled with warmth, love, and compassion. May you awaken to true and real life that flows in you, me, your loved ones, and all beings. Thank you for listening, not to me, but to the call of true and real life coming from deep, deep within you and me. Although I had a particularly heavy schedule that day, sitting in meditation in early morning, meeting with the students during the day, TV taping in the late afternoon, and preparing for the weekly Tanisho lecture that evening, the details have all but faded from my memory into the nebulous past. I later learned that she did begin eating again, but what remains with me is the gaunt yet hopeful face of the old woman anticipating each sheet of paper. This was an excerpt from Dr. Uno's book, River of Fire, River of Water. I hope all of you you will find and come home to your home of homes to find true and real life that is blessed within you and me. Thank you for listening to this White Way radio program. Keep cool. Go to Jiku and Bon Dance. I might see you there tonight. Look for me at the Andagi booth. And so I say thank you again for listening to the name that calls me, Namu Amida Butsu.